Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the number one spirituality podcast on iTunes. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm the UK's leading law of attraction expert, award-winning life coach, two times best-selling author, manifestation YouTuber, speaker, and badass spiritual queen. I'm here to help you awaken and turn your dream life into an abundant reality and help you create your positively wealthy life full of happiness, abundance, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hello, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. I hope you are all having a fabulous week so far, and you are excited to dive into another one of my topics today here on the podcast. But before we get into all of that goodness, I have a very exciting announcement to make, as our second free challenge of the year is happening on the 6th to the 10th of May. So you know I do my free 5-day manifesting challenge at the beginning of the year to set us up for success. Well, this is our mid-year reset challenge. I like to kind of check in with you guys halfway through the year, and it is my 5 days to alignment and joy challenge. So this is my third year doing this now, and it is such a fun free challenge to do. 2,000 of you did this with me last year, which is so exciting, and I cannot wait for even more of you to experience this magic this year. And of course, if you did it last year, of course you can come back and do it again with me in May. I am so excited for you to dive into this. If you've been feeling a bit lackluster recently, maybe you want to tap into joy and alignment in May. Maybe you're feeling like you need that mid-year reset. Maybe you've felt that your manifestations or your energy has kind of been a bit low recently and you want to raise your vibration and really tap into the energy of joy and alignment. This is for you. And the best bit, it is completely free. Yes, completely free. It's 5 days, and each day I'll be going live in the challenge at 7 p.m. UK time. Replays available at any point. You can do it at any point and catch up. This is going to be big. It was so incredible last year, and I'm so excited to see all of the abundance and all of the alignment that you create this May during this 5-day container. We're going to be doing things like journaling prompts, EFT tapping, meditation, such fun tasks and actions, all to help you tap into those good vibes and good frequencies all within 5 days. So what have you got to lose? You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. So come along and join us from the 6th to the 10th of May. I will put the sign up link in the show notes, and it's also available on my website under Work With Me. So I can't wait to see you all there. Please do come along. You will not regret it. Let's tap into joy and alignment in May. Let's get you back on track, feeling good, and most importantly, feeling in alignment with your desires. So if you want to just feel good and you just need that little pick-me-up, I am here to help you do just that. So come and join us. It's always such a lovely community, such a lovely supportive vibe from everybody, and it's going to be so much fun over these 5 days. So I cannot wait to see you all there. So let's dive into the goodness. So today I have a question, as I do love to take your questions here on this podcast. It helps to inspire me with content. And to be honest, I don't know everything that everyone wants. So it's always useful to have amazing questions just like this from you guys. And I've got a couple of them coming up here on the podcast. And some of them are inspired by my Sunday Q&A on Instagram as well. So it's always nice to see what reoccurring topics and themes come up so I can create some awesome content around that for you. So today's question comes from Bex Tree. We've had a lot of Bex's questions, but they are great questions here on this podcast. And Bex has asked about sustaining your manifestation. Can you keep it? So this episode is titled, obviously, Holding and Sustaining Your Manifestation. And you may be thinking, well, Emma, I have my manifestation. So of course you can hold and sustain them. So listen to this episode still if you are that person. But also if you're someone who's fearful of not being able to hold and sustain your desire, maybe you're curious about what that means. If you're like, what on earth is Emma on about? What does she mean? Can we hold and sustain our desires? Or maybe you've had an experience where you haven't been able to hold and sustain and keep your desires. So this episode is for you. We're going to dive into it and I'm going to look at it from a few different angles, a few different points, because I think it's important that we look at it from all angles to determine what is the block here. Is it a block? Is it limiting belief or fear? Is it trauma? Is it energetics? Is it divine timing? There's so many different ways we can go with this. So let's dive in then. So Bex, I love this question. It's a great question because I, along my 8 years of knowing about manifestation and obviously going along my manifestation journey, have encountered this in various different forms. I definitely would have said in relationships, romantic relationships especially, that holding and sustaining that desire, that manifestation of manifesting a dream relationship was probably definitely one of my biggest challenges over the years. But I actually look at it from a different perspective now. I don't look at it as that I couldn't hold or sustain it. To some degree, there was, yes, but I mainly look at it as it just wasn't the right relationship. It just wasn't the right manifestation and relationship for me to be in of what I truly, truly wanted at my core and at my soul. And as I went along my healing journey, wrote Hurt, Healing, Healed, you know, did the work, full stop, you know, I changed, I up-leveled, I grew, and of course so did my wants and my desires and my manifestations. And I think, you know, this is totally off topic here, but I do think it's important people know as well, it's okay if your manifestations change over time. That is natural. As we grow, as we evolve, as we step into more of who we truly are and our highest self, of course our wants and our dislikes and our desires are going to change and up-level just like we do, just like our energy. So honor that. Honor the change and transition that happens. Reset your intentions if you feel that you completely want to get rid of something that you've set as an intention and actually, you know, set new intentions. I really highly encourage you to do that because it is a natural evolution as we go along our journey, as we learn more, as we heal, as we come back home to ourselves. Of course, our manifestations are going to up level. Of course, they're going to change. Of course, we're going to want different things. So it's really important to check in with your manifestations and make sure they still feel in alignment to you here and now. Because a big block that I see is actually people still trying to manifest things that they've outgrown. And actually, maybe they don't want as much as they did a couple of years ago when they set it. And maybe they actually want to focus on something different. So alignment is definitely making sure that your desires are in alignment with who you are here and now. Anyway, back on to Bex's actual question then. Just wanted to chuck that in for good measure. Obviously, as we grow and evolve, our desires are going to grow and evolve with us. So it is definitely relevant to the question. But when it comes to holding and sustaining manifestations, I was obviously, you know, seeing huge results in areas like finances and career and sustaining and holding that easily. And then obviously romantic relationships, I was finding that, you know, I wasn't holding and sustaining it easily at all. But as I said, those relationships had to happen for a reason. That growth had to happen for a reason. Those lessons, those blessings, soul contracts, karmic healing. Oh boy, did it have to happen. So there's different ways you can come at this from. You can look at it from what's meant for you will never pass you by, and what is truly meant for you cannot leave. Like, well, it can, but like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's not going to leave your life because it is truly meant for you. You're meant to hold and sustain it. So there's definitely a factor of destiny here, and also alignment in terms of the aligned abundance that is actually your true desire. And if you're wondering what the heck is aligned abundance, babes, I've got a book coming out next year of that title where I'm going to explain everything to you. So that's why I'm like in topic, in theme now, because because I'm currently writing the book. But aligned abundance essentially is your aligned soul desire. So it's not those manifestations that quote unquote test you, because I don't believe the universe is ever testing us. I believe the universe is only ever giving us opportunities to walk our talk and to step into who we're truly meant to be and what we truly want to manifest. So no, I don't believe the universe tests us. So it's not talking about the tests or the hurdles or anything that, you know, even the manifestations that we quote unquote don't sustain. Aligned abundance is those soul aligned manifestations that come from a regulated aligned place that we are able to hold and sustain. So when manifesting, and I think relationships are probably the best example I can give you here, but when I was manifesting the first relationship that I manifested all those years ago, when I first came across the law of attraction, I was not in a place to hold and sustain that relationship. At the time, I would have told you I was, because I'd be like, of course I am. Of course I want that relationship. Of course I'm in the perfect place to receive this. And I did receive it. But what I received was not necessarily the end goal of marriage or a committed relationship that I wanted, but I actually received a twin flame, lol, we'll laugh at that one. But I also received, you know, a karmic relationship that I was meant to go through to heal and to uncover these aspects of myself, to be able to be the person that I can be here for you today in work and in my personal life, you know, for me too. So I don't believe there's any accidents. I don't believe there's any coincidences. I don't believe that I, you know, just didn't manifest it. Tough luck. I did manifest it. I manifested what I wanted at that time through the lens of the trauma that I had and through the beliefs and the identities that I had at that time. I did manifest the relationship I wanted. But as I healed, as I grew, as I up-leveled, as I stepped into my self-worth, as I really did the work, my identities, my values, my likes, my dislikes, every single thing changed. I am not even close to that person who manifested that in 2017, not by a mile. So for me, it's like, well, of course, you know, that relationship was never going to grow and evolve into, you know, where I am now, or the relationship that I truly desired, and, you know, what I even experience now in my relationship that I do have. So it all happens for a reason. And I think you have to look at it from that lens, first of all, of the reason why that wasn't able to be held or sustained was because it just wasn't meant to be. There was something bigger and better and way better waiting for me. That was my destiny. That was, you know, my soulmate. That was, you know, like, and I believe we have multiple soulmates, of course. You know, I'm not pinning anything here on anybody, but ultimately, it just wasn't meant to be. So at the time, it felt like I couldn't hold or sustain that manifestation. And of course, from a physical perspective, I probably wasn't able to hold and sustain a healthy, emotionally mature relationship at that time, because I was, you know, it was being reflected back to me, the work that I had to do on myself, the work that I had to, you know, do to become the version of myself who had that amazing relationship, that had the soul aligned relationship that felt good, that was healing, that was, oh my God, so healing in so many ways, and just calm and loving and gentle. And, you know, that was not that person. That was not me. That was not that period of my life, right? So everything happens for a reason is the first point. But ultimately, you can look at it from the physical perspective of, well, Emma, you know, you weren't able to hold and sustain that relationship and, you know, be the best version of yourself in that relationship, which is true. So there's that aspect to it of, we have to take accountability of, you know, if we are not able to hold and sustain something, because I for ages would have said to you, oh, that's his problem, you know, yep, he couldn't hold and sustain it. Yep, his problem. I was ready, blah, blah, blah. But actually, through the inner work, and I'm not someone who always says, you know, shine the mirror on yourself. It's always you. Like, I'm not someone who says that, because I think there are genuine examples where stuff is not a reflection of us, i.e. really bad stuff. So yes, the law of polarity and the other energetic laws of the universe are at play with that. I'm definitely not someone who preaches that, because I think it's harmful. I think it's toxic spirituality. And sometimes we can't just turn the mirror to ourselves, and it's always something within ourselves. Now, of course, there will be aspects where maybe you need to step into your self-worth more. Of course, there's always aspects like that. But truly, I don't believe that in some situations you can reflect that mirror and be like, oh, yes, I'm that as well, because obviously, like, you know, in some situations you just wouldn't be. But anyway, for me, I was able to shine that mirror upon myself and realize that I was not ready to commit. I was a commitment phobe, which really shocked me. But it was only when my therapist said to me, but Emma, you're scared of commitment. And I was like, what are you on about? Like, what are you on about? No, I'm not. I'm ready for it. So I realized I was absolutely freaking petrified of it. Like, petrified. So of course my energy and vibration was going to be throwing out those mixed signals to people, being like, I'm ready for commitment. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. So of course that's exactly what was being reflected back to me. So again, I was not able to hold and sustain that quote unquote manifestation because it wasn't meant for me. I was meant for better. And also I needed to become that energetic match who could embody commitment, who could embody that stable, loving, committed relationship that I truly, truly wanted. And now obviously I have that, you know, it's a completely different space for me now, which is amazing to be able to look back on and reflect. And ironically, talking about relationships, seeing as my relationships have always been my spiritual awakenings and biggest catalyst for both of my businesses in life and a lot of things in my life. But I realized that today, as I'm actually recording this, April the 15th is the day 8 years ago that I spiritually awakened. And when I was planning this episode, I was like, oh my God, it is literally 8 years. How crazy is that? I feel like time has just like warped. And I'm like, how is that 8 years ago? How has 8 years of my life gone by? And I've known about the law of attraction. I've been manifesting. I've been spiritually awakened for 8 whole years now. Crazy. So yeah, it's just wild to me when I look back at that and think, gosh, all of this, all the manifestation work, everything, 8 years, like how blooming incredible. And again, like I look at the journey there and the expansion and the evolution and the alignment that happens with that. And I look at, yeah, like you thought that's what you wanted, but actually when you heal, when you do the inner work, your manifestations, your desires, what you want to manifest all completely change for the better, like for the better. So like I said earlier, if you're someone who's looking at that vision board or looking at your goals list or thinking, oh my God, I'm not even sure I want that anymore, that is so normal. And this is why it's important to have those check-ins and have those pivots and reevaluate and just revisit any, you know, halfway through the year, exactly as we're getting up to with my free challenge, as I said, just look at your goals for the year. Do they still fit in alignment? Do they still feel good to you? It's not a big lengthy practice that you have to do here. It's just asking yourself those questions to make sure that you're putting your energy and your focus into the places that are best serving you and expanding you and getting you closer to exactly where you want to be. So we've looked at it from the alignment slash destiny point of view in terms of what is for you will never pass you by. And I do truly believe that. I believe that what is meant for you will not pass you by. So when you receive your aligned abundance, you're going to be in a place to sustain and hold it. That's the magic key here of you're not going to be, I mean, I'm sure there'll be some examples in life like there always is of, you know, right person, wrong time and all these kind of things where you meet someone or you know, maybe get that job offer and you're like, oh my God, if that was only 6 months from now, like I'd be in such a better place to receive this. It's just not the right time in my life right now to get into that relationship or get into that new career. And the opportunity arises 6 months, 12 months down the line, and you're like, oh, this was the perfect time for it to come in. So these situations happen all of the time in all areas of our life where we're offered windows of opportunity from the universe and we can either take it or we can delay it. Now, this also comes into soul contracts, and this comes into karma, destiny, and soul contracts, because ultimately, I believe that, of course, we manifest and create our realities. Otherwise, what the heck could I be doing here? Of course we do. But also we have soul contracts in place as well with experiences and lessons and embodiments that we want to come down here and experience in Earth School over our lifetime. So say, for instance, you were meant to, I don't know, meet the person you're meant to spend your life with at 23. And you get to 23 and actually you and your soul decide, I want to go and learn a bit more about this lesson. I want to go and explore this. I want to go and embody this lesson first before I do that. You could meet that person, for example, and then really, you know, click and think, wow, there's definitely a connection here, but I'm just not sure. Something's not quite feeling right here. I've got to honor my intuition. And then you stay in touch maybe, and you go along, and maybe you advance something in your career, or you go traveling, or something happens and you have this magical experience where you embody another lesson and another soul contract or whatever. And then you know, later on that opportunity comes back around. So I think sometimes we even feel with manifestations that, oh my God, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. Those opportunities aren't going to come back around. But you need to remember, you live in an infinite universe of abundance. You live in a universe full of unlimited possibilities. And I think that's the one thing that I've really learned to embody and sit with more, is that actually it's okay to put stuff off if I want to. It's okay to trust the process. And if that is meant to happen, it will. If I don't feel like that right now, that's okay, because I'm honoring myself, my needs, my desires, my intuition. And if that is meant for me and that is meant to happen, there will be a perfect timing for it where it will align with me and feel right in my body and my soul, where I'm like, hell yes, now is the time for that. So a lot of people say, you know, right opportunity, wrong time, or right person, wrong time, and all these sayings. And I don't believe that it's ever quote unquote the wrong time. I just feel it's like we're able to take those opportunities if we want to in that moment. And, you know, it might mean that there are compromises or sacrifices to be made in that moment. Who knows? But it's your soul contract, your journey, your opportunities that you can choose to take or not take. And knowing that they will come back around again if you truly want them to. If that is meant for you, it will not pass you by. So let's dive into a little bit more about the inner work then. So I've shared obviously how I witnessed that I wasn't able to sustain and hold that manifestation. So what do I mean by?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and t-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
That specifically. So I see this quite a lot, where people will manifest their specific desire, whether it's a relationship, a career opportunity, money, whatever, and they're not able to sustain and hold it. Now, I want to come at this from the money perspective, first of all, because this is an interesting one. So you know when someone wins the lottery, for example, and then 2 years pass and they've blown it all, and you're like, what? And I have an example of this in my life, where someone I know came into a massive amount of money and blew it all within, I think it was 8 months or something. And I was like, what? Like, how? How can you go through that much money? Now, this is a really good example to give, because essentially when, you know, especially money mindset here, I really want to put the focus on money with this one. When someone is not an energetic match for that vibration, for that level. So they've obviously become an energetic match to some degree to attract that into their life, to have that opportunity, right? But when they are not at that level of being the millionaire or having that level of money, they're then going to repel it from them and be like, oh my God, I cannot hold this amount of money. Holy crap, this is scary. I need to get rid of it now. And that's what happens when people who do not have the expansive money mindset or mindset around money money and finances come into a huge amount, you see them blow the money. You see things happen, you know, like huge bills come out of nowhere. Now, this is not me saying if you've just up-leveled your money mindset and a car bill's coming, that that's what's happening. Nope. That's just normal. That is life. Everybody has bills that come in. Even millionaires have unexpected tax bills and situations come in. I've spoken about this a few episodes ago, but it's when you see it on that huge scale, when you see it on that large scale where someone has this life-changing opportunity and they just cannot sustain it and hold on to it out of fear. So what's happening underneath the surface could be their subconscious is sabotaging them, saying like, it's not safe to have this money. You're going to lose people. People will judge you. Like all these different, you know, limiting beliefs, fears, blocks, traumas that we carry throughout life. Everybody's going to be different here. So it could be a whole multitude of things running through that person's head, but it's not going to feel safe to them. And maybe they're like, oh my God, I really want to treat myself. I really want to enjoy this. And of course you should, definitely. But ultimately it's when it's in that extreme way, then we realize that actually it's because the belief did not match the reality in terms of being able to hold and sustain that. So it's really interesting when you see those situations happen. Obviously, it's very sad because you want people to, you know, sustain and hold their desires no matter what it is. But essentially, just like my example with the relationship, I was not an energetic match for the end goal of what I wanted. My beliefs weren't there. So all I did was experience that lesson and that upleveling to become the version of myself who had that. Now, if you bring it back to the money example, someone who manifests those millions or wins millions, should we say, and then blows it all, they're going to learn a really valuable lesson there. Oh, hang on a minute. Maybe my money mindset isn't where it should be. How did I get through all of that money? Now I don't have that money. How can I get more of that money? So I do believe those situations teach us a lot, of course, like most things in life. They're going to teach us to expand, to grow, and look within at why, what happened? Why did we self-sabotage? Why did we, you know, not be able to hold and sustain it? So there's definitely a mindset aspect to sustaining and holding your desire. But essentially what it means is pretty much what I've explained there around being able to hold and keep and, you know, be the best version of yourself for your desire. So turning up to that relationship as the best person possible, to be the best lover, to be the best partner that you want to be in that relationship and you expect back as well from your person. And, you know, in terms of money, you know, being the best money manager for your money and being in love with your money and taking care of your money. You know, you want to make sure that you can care and nurture and be the best provider for your money as well, in terms of, you know, loving and nurturing and growing it and loving it. You know, in terms of your house, for example, if you want to manifest a house, you want to be the best homeowner ever who cares and looks after it and treats the house as it deserves to be loved and treated so that it can thrive and grow with your energy. So you essentially need to be in the place to be the best version of yourself you can be for that desire, not just to receive it. Because I think we get in that mindset of, well, you know, I just need to receive this. I get this out of it. I get the relationship. I get the house. I get the money. But no, expand this bigger than yourself, especially relationships. There's another person involved in this. They want you. They want the best version of you. They want to experience all of you in the best way possible, just as you want the best out of them. So you need to be able to do that. And, you know, again, going through that relationship taught me that I wasn't able to do that at that time. Whereas now, through that journey, I am able to do that. And that is so healing in itself. So being able to hold and sustain your desires is being able to show up as your true aligned self. And that's looking at the blocks, the fears, anything that limits us or creates resistance from being able to show up as our best self for our money, for our house, for our career, for a relationship, whatever it is you are trying to manifest. So don't get disappointed if you don't feel like, oh, actually listening to this, I don't feel like I'm in, you know, the best place possible or the best person possible for that relationship or for that person. It's awareness, right? What you don't know, you can't change. So actually just by listening to this and acknowledging that, you've already done a lot of the work because now you know what improvements need to be made. You know where you need to start. You know what needs to happen in order for you to be able to hold and sustain your desire, right? If you don't know, you don't know. So now you do. And now you can work on that to be able to be the best energetic match and holder of that vibration, holder of that manifestation, and equally look honestly at whether those desires are still in alignment with you here and now, even the ones you set in January. Do they still fit in alignment? Do they still match the energy and frequency of where you are now and where you are heading? Because even just up leveling those desires, changing those desires, resetting those desires, you know, like starting again, maybe you just want to scrap it all, or, you know, maybe there's one desire like, no, that definitely doesn't feel in alignment. I don't want to manifest that. Now you know, you can stop putting your energy to it, create the space for more abundance to come in, and create the space for that aligned abundance to enter, and for you to be able to hold and sustain the stuff that really matters, the stuff that you really truly want in that soul aligned way. And finally, I want to go into the fears around holding and sustaining it, because obviously if you're someone who, like me, had gone through that experience of the relationship, you're going to have fears just like I did afterwards of, oh, what was if I can't hold and sustain this? What if I can't commit? What was if this happens? What if that happens? And that for me was a trauma response. That for me was that fear of loss, was that fear of, oh my God, what if it all goes wrong again? What if, what if, what if, what if, right? And I had to, again, work through that. And I worked through it as it came up, because I think a lot of the time we think that all of the inner work has to happen before we manifest a relationship, before we manifest the money, whatever it is. But no, sometimes you actually have to learn on the job as well. And I've spoken about this a lot over the years, of how the real work really came up when I actually got into the relationship I'm in now. And actually, you know, some of the work actually came up more so in there, because I was able to learn on the job. I had stuff to learn in the relationship as well. So you will find those things happen as well. But ultimately, we can't sit there being like, what if that happens? What if? Because the truth is, we don't know what can happen. Maybe it's not meant to stay in your life for 40, 50 years. Maybe the money, the job, the house, the person, whatever, is only meant to be here for a chapter, maybe even a section of your book, maybe a season, maybe a lifetime. Who knows? And it's really bringing yourself back into the present moment and stop future tripping of, we do not have control over timings. We do not have control over how long something is in our life. Obviously, we can show up as our best selves. We can, you know, be the best frequency that we can be. But how life pans out, like, nobody can predict that. You know, someone could manifest the most amazing, loving, happy marriage, and 20 years down the line, they decide, you know what, it's not for us. We want different things. We've grown and evolved, and they go on their own beautiful pathways. That doesn't mean they didn't manifest. That doesn't mean they didn't hold and sustain it. It just means that at that point in their journey, they wanted to up level and grow in different ways. And I think that's the beauty of life, is that we want to control and keep things and hold on to them. But truly, we are in control of nothing. And it's becoming okay in that surrender. It's surrendering into the unknown and surrendering into that vulnerable place. Because remember, it's vulnerable, of, I don't know what could happen here, but I'm going to trust anyway. I don't know if this desire is going to last all my life, a part of my life, a week, a month, whatever, but I trust that I can hold and sustain it in the most loving and aligned way to allow it to be what it needs to be in my life. Because ultimately, we have to allow our desires and anything to be what it needs to be in our life, not on our agenda, not how we want something to be of, this must be it, or this manifestation must be this in my life. No, that is not manifestation. That is control, and that is expectations. And that is what blocks that aligned abundance. That is a whole chapter in the new book, Expectations and Control, because it deeply, deeply blocks us by holding on so tight, holding on so rigid, and being like, well, it has to be this, it has to be that. Well, why does it have to be anything? Why does it have to be what you want it to be? Because there's a fear of loss, because there's a fear of something here. So that brings us back to the inner work of, what is underneath that fear? What is under that resistance? What is under that resistance to surrender, let go, and allow things to be what they need to be in our lives? Because ultimately, we are not in control of that. But what we can do is obviously manifest. We can, you know, manifest and be the best version of ourselves for whatever it is we're trying to manifest. But ultimately, we are not in control of the timeline or how that pans out or anything. And that might freak a lot of people out to hear that. And I hear you, because it would have freaked me out a few years ago hearing that. But ultimately, we're not in control. And it's releasing the control and the expectations here to know that you are capable, you are worthy, and you are so capable of holding and sustaining your desire, as long as, you know, you're able to show up as your best self to that. So there's nothing in this world that can stop it. And past that is not your worries. You're not there to question the hows, the whens, the whys, the ifs, the buts. That is all the universe's job. And when we can come from a place of pure detachment, life gets so much easier because we get out of our own way and we step into the flow of the universe. We step into the flow of abundance. We step into the flow of receiving what is for our highest good. Because remember, it must be for our highest good. We don't want to receive things that are tests or lessons or things that are not that aligned abundance, that aren't the real soul aligned desire that we want. So always set your intentions for the highest good of all. But really, really work on that deep surrender and that deep releasing of control and expectations, because truly being able to hold and sustain your desire is knowing that actually you're not really holding and sustaining it at all. All you are doing is being the energetic match and the energetic receiver to be able to care and nurture for that manifestation in the best way possible. And if it stays, if it goes, is not in your control. A lot of the time, especially relationships, there's two people involved. So you have two different people, two different soul contracts, two different energies. And all you can do is show up as your best self. All you can do is do your best in anything in life. And how it pans out is not in your control. How it pans out is not for you to worry about. I think there's a quote going around at the moment that's like, trust the no and question why later. Of if your intuition is like, there's something going on here, don't question it. Trust the intuition and ask the questions later. The universe will fill in the dots later. And that can be quite hard to hear. Well, how do we hold and sustain our desires, Emma, if we're actually never holding and sustaining them anyway? Well, we are to some degree, of course. But ultimately, it's knowing that we don't need to hold it tightly or kind of like capture it as such and be like, you're mine. It kind of reminds me of Gollum a little bit, my precious, of like the ring, when, you know, we don't need to be like that, because ultimately what is meant for us is meant for us, period. And I really just want to end this podcast on another quote, which brings me a lot of peace. And I think is a lovely one to share, is you want it so badly because your future self already has it. And I just want you to remember that in knowing, can you keep it? Of course you can keep it. But essentially, what does keeping mean? Does keeping mean control? Does keeping mean like expectations and control and restriction? Or does keeping mean expansive? Does keeping mean free? Does keeping mean unconditional love? So I think it's all about how you look at the word keeping, and know that every experience and everything in your life is divinely crafted for the soul contracts, the lessons, the blessings, the miracles that you want to create in this lifetime. So everything is as it should be. Everything is as it should be, and you want it so badly because your future version of yourself already has it. And the rest, you don't need to fill in. You just need to be able to hold and sustain it in the best way possible by turning up as the best version of yourself. And equally, if you're like, well, how the heck do I turn up as the best version of myself? Obviously, my new book's going to help you with that, but it doesn't come out till next April, so I can't help you with that right now. But we are actually going to be covering a little bit in the free challenge. So I love how this podcast episode unintentionally has really got into, actually, yes, come do 5 days to alignment and joy, because it will help you to begin to tap into that and realize, okay, where am I feeling out of alignment within myself? Where am I out of alignment with my desire? And what does the true authentic version of myself feel like to be able to tap into those true soul aligned feelings? So if this is like, okay, I need to be able to turn up as the best version of myself, Emma, come and do the free challenge. It is completely free. I'm going to teach you exactly how to do that. And I've got some exciting things coming that are going to help you align with that even more over the summer. But essentially, it's stripping back the layers. It's stripping back the armor, the identities, the layers of what stops you from being able to express your true authentic self, knowing your true authentic self, and being able to show up as the best version for yourself. First of all, it's not just about the other person or the, you know, the end goal, the manifestation. It's about being able to show up as the best version of yourself, for your life, first of all, because you deserve that. You deserve to step into your most highest, brightest frequency and experience pure joy and alignment and all the good things this life has to offer you. You truly deserve that. You were born worthy and deserving of that. So it's just about uncovering the layers and identities that we have accumulated over our lifetime through various, you know, experiences, traumas, things as a child, our limiting beliefs and fears, and just releasing those to be able to express our true authentic self, know our true authentic self, and know that of course we are able to hold and sustain and keep our desire when we realize the true meaning behind that, which we've gone through today. So I hope this has helped. Come and join me for my free challenge. We're going to continue talking about all of these wonderful topics. And thank you, Bex, for your amazing question, because unintentionally, it really massively tied into the free challenge. I knew that that was the one I wanted to cover today question-wise, so clearly now I know. But I will pop the link to the free challenge in the description below so you can go and check it out. Again, completely free. Come and join us from the 6th to the 10th of May 2024. It's going to be a fantastic 5 days together, and I cannot wait to see the pure alignment and joy that comes into your life as a result. But as always, I would love to hear your thoughts on this. If you're on Spotify, you can fill in the little Q&A box below. I don't know what they call it, but I've worded it something like, tell me what your biggest takeaway from this episode was. So let me know. I love reading them. And I know it's super inspiring for other people to read those as well. So let me know what your biggest takeaway was. If you're not on Spotify, you can let me know on Instagram or any other channel where you follow my work at I Am Emma Mumford. I would love to hear your thoughts and whether this resonated with you. But thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because we'd love to see you again soon. Don't forget, you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have an incredible day, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.